Training on Joshua, Judges, and Ruth Review. Week 1. Message 1. God's Charge, Promise, and Encouragement to Joshua. Monday. Related Verses. Joshua 1, verses 5 through 9. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and take courage, for you will cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous, being certain to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn away from it to the right or to the left, that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall muse upon it day and night, so that you may be certain to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and take courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for Jehovah your God is with you wherever you go. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by appearance. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, let us also, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, put away every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and run with endurance the race which is set before us. Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 2, verse 10. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in leading many sons into glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. It is Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 13 and 14. And having the same spirit of faith, according to that which is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will make us stand before him with you. Reading for day 1, Life Study of Joshua, Message 1. In studying the histories and prophecies of the Old Testament, we need the full scope, the full view of the entire scriptures concerning God's eternal economy for Christ and the church, which consummates in the New Jerusalem. This will render us not only a broader view, but also the deeper intrinsic significance of God's purpose in presenting to us the histories and giving us the prophecies of the Old Testament. The scope, the center, and the intrinsic significance of all the histories and the prophecies of the Old Testament must be Christ and his body, which will ultimately consummate in the New Jerusalem for God's eternal economy. For God to accomplish such an eternal economy of his, he needed to create the heavens for the earth and the earth for man. God created man in his own image and after his likeness, with the spirit for man to contact him, receive him, keep him, and take him as man's life and content. It was very sad that this man got fallen from God and from God's purpose for his economy. However, out of fallen humankind, God chose a man by the name of Abraham and his descendants and made them a particular people as his dear elect among all the nations, the Gentiles. It took God over 400 years to produce, constitute, and form such an elect to replace the Adamic race for the fulfilling of his eternal economy. God brought such an elect of his through trials, sufferings, both in Egypt and in the wilderness, that they may be trained, disciplined, and qualified to coordinate with him in taking his promised land for Christ on this earth, and then providing the proper persons to bring forth Christ into the human race. To take possession of God's promised land for Christ, and to provide the proper persons to bring forth Christ into the human race, are the two major points of the section of the history in the Old Testament in the three books of Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. These two main points, to take the land for Christ and to provide the bona fide ancestors for Christ, are the spirit of the history from Joshua to Ruth. They are the intrinsic significance of the section of the Old Testament history. We have to have a clear vision concerning this. Otherwise, our life study on these three books will be in vain, just like the studies of so many historians, Bible students, and scripture teachers, either Jewish or Christian. If by the Lord's mercy we see such a vision, this section of the history in the Old Testament will benefit us the same as the New Testament does. Such a vision will help us to see that the history of God's people on earth is actually the history of the working God energizing among his chosen people in the Old Testament, and even in the history of the operating God energizing in his redeemed people and having them energize themselves together with him for the accomplishment of his eternal economy concerning Christ and his increase, which will consummate in the new Jerusalem. I hope that through the life study of these three books, we all will see and realize that our living, our daily walk, our schooling, our job, and our business must be a part of God's history and his marvelous and excellent move on the earth today. To be a normal Christian, to be today's overcomers, to answer the Lord's present calling, and to meet the Lord's present need in his recovery, it is altogether not sufficient simply to be a so-called good brother or good sister, attending church meetings regularly, behaving rightly, and living a life which is somewhat perfect in the eyes of men. We need to be one with God and his history, moving and energizing his loving overcomers. That is, we need to be one with God and life and living and in our entire doing today on this earth. We need to write God's today's history. We need to march on as one with the energizing God, in him, with him, by him, and for him. We need to be vital, living, and active. We need to be today's Joshuas and Calebs to take possession of the God-promised land for Christ, that we may become his possession. We need to be today's Ruths to turn to God's economy, to enter into the land of Emmanuel, and to marry ourselves to Christ, that we may bring forth Christ to meet the need of men today. This should be the intrinsic life study of these three books, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. The issue of this life study should be the gaining of the God-promised land for Christ and the bringing forth of the excellent Christ to meet today's need of both God and men.